Oh, hello. Can we please talk about UFC Vegas 61 featuring Mackenzie Dern versus, I'm just going to call her Yan. Xian Yan, I think is the correct pronunciation. I apologize for butchering that. Either way, it's an intriguing main event, and there are some intriguing fights on here. So basically, if you're new to this, what I like to do is I go down the card, I pick out like, you know, three or four fights that I think that just jump out of the page at me. I'm a fan, do you know what I mean? There are certain fights that I find interesting for various reasons. I break down the fighters, have a look at what they do well, what they don't do well, possible avenues for victory. The research is all sound, and then I just put on the most terrible bet that I can find, because I like to keep the odds low. The stakes low, the odds long, and the bets terrible. You can put on whatever bet you want. I would not recommend going along with my bets because they very rarely come off. But the research that goes into it is all good. So effectively, if you just want to learn a little bit more about some of the fighters fighting on this card, stay with me for the Burt Locker Fighting 15 for UFC Vegas 61. We're going to start off in the female strawweight division. You've got Jessica Penne versus Tabitha Ricci. Tabitha Ricci, as if you've watched the show before, you'll know that I am in love with Tabitha Ricci for good reason. She is first team all body. She is an absolute dime piece. I'm all in. She's lovely. And also, she's pretty fucking good as well. I do really like watching her fight. The other things I like about Tabitha Ricci is she is a judo and BJJ black belt. So the judo comes in really handy because she is a shorter fighter. She's only about like 5'5", something like that. So she might even be shorter than that. I don't even know. Let's have a quick look. Tabitha Ricci. There we go. What, how tall is she? 5'1". Fuck me. Yeah, 5'1". Her opponent is 5'5". So basically, but being the shorter fighter, she's often well placed to get those hip throws because she's got very good hips. She's got very strong hips. That helps her on the ground as well with controlling her opponents. She's really very, like, that her style is kind of built for her build, she's built for her style, if that makes sense. She's very good with the throws, like I said. And once she gets it to the ground, she's really pretty good on the ground as well. So, her opponent is also a BJJ black belt and actually a judo brown belt. So we'll see how that works out. Again, she's slightly taller, so she's probably not going to be going for the same kind of takedowns as Ricci. Because generally speaking, if you're in a battle of hip throws, whoever's belt line is lowest is going to win. So the shorter opponent is at an advantage already. So she's probably not going to play that game. But she could easily get trips, and there are plenty of other ways to get the fight down to the ground. She's a BJJ black belt in her own right, so that's going to be interesting. I'm interested to see how this plays out when it inevitably goes to the ground. I do think that's where it's heading. I think it's going to the ground, and it'll be interesting to see who is actually better on the ground, because they're both black belts, and that's where it gets interesting, doesn't it? We get to see it, we get to find out. Now, Penne has got 8 of 14 wins by submission, only 2 out of 7 wins by submission for Ricci. So that mainly shows that Penne, she's got more experience in the cage, which is evident. She just physically has more fights. Do you know what I mean? She's 14-6, Tabitha Ricci 7-1. So while she's got more experience, my money is going to go with my heart on this one. I'm going for Tabitha Ricci by submission, because there are no odds on that yet, but that's how I think it's going to go down. I do think it's going to be a submission for either one of these, unless, like I said, because they are both black belts, sometimes they cancel each other out on the ground. But I do think that Tabitha Ricci is going to have the advantage when it gets into the grapple, when it gets into the clinches especially. I do think she's going to have an advantage there, and she'll be able to get to the ground. Once it's on the ground, she's quite good at controlling. As I said, excellent hips, very strong hips, very good at maintaining position. And I think she finds submission in this one. At least that's what my money's going to go on. I'll do a further post with my actual bets later on in the week, because the odds aren't actually up on that yet. So then you've got the next fight is heavyweights, right? But they're not proper. I mean, Ilir Latifi. You know Ilir Latifi. I've definitely got those mixed up there. So yeah, Aaliyah Latifi is fighting Alexia Lenik, £265. Aaliyah Latifi has obviously, he was at light heavyweight for a bulk of his career, and he hasn't had a great run at heavyweight, honestly. His only win at heavyweight, as far as I can see, is over Tanner Bosa. Very, very close split decision as well. At heavyweight, he just seems slow. He seems laboured. He's built like a fucking fire hydrant. But look, if he should, he could get down to 205. And I think that that's maybe where he should go, because he's just not doing great against these big guys. And you've got a guy, Alexia Lenik, who is just, he's seen it all in the octagon. The man has had 76 fights. The man has had 76 professional fights. He has seen everything. Everything. You don't catch out guys like that, not generally speaking. 60-16, that is a ridiculous record. Now you've got Lenik is he's going to have a lot of advantages here as well. He's got a 6.5-inch reach advantage. He's 6'2" versus Latifi at 5'10". Now Lenik, if it stays standing, his boxing is very, very rudimentary. It's very basic, but basic is good sometimes. And you know what? He does the basics very, very well. He's got a decent long jab, and he throws the cross long as well. And a lot, there's not a lot of speed there. There's not that much snap there either. It's not like he's going out there winning kickboxing competitions. That's just not where his bread and butter is. His bread and butter is on the ground. The man has 47 submissions. Right, his latest one was in April over Jared Vendera. That's ridiculous. 47 submission wins in professional mixed martial arts. That's fucking crazy. Problem is, I think Latifi, I don't think that Latifi wins the battle on the feet, because I think he's giving up too much height, too much reach, and I think Lenik fights long and well enough to be able to keep Latifi away from him. Now, it's not like Lenik's like this blisteringly fast guy, but let's be fair, neither's Latifi. Latifi looks pretty slow out there. Latifi's best chance, like, of winning any fight is to grab the guy and take him to the ground. But how do you do that against Lenik? He's got 47 submissions. He's gonna get you. He's probably gonna get an Ezekiel choke on him. I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna say Lenik gets the submission. Not only the submission, he's going to get an Ezekiel choke on Latifi, because he just pulls it off so well. And I think Latifi's honestly going to fall right into it. I think that's what's going to happen. That's where my money's going. I'll let you know what the odds are on that later on in the week. I'll be doing an extra post because there are no odds on that as of yet. So the next fight, really interesting. Randy Ruboy Brown against Francisco Trinaldo. Francisco Trinaldo has been, he's a long time fighter in the 170 pound division. This is going to be a fun one. So fun, in fact, it's going to be exclusive to my Patreon, this breakdown. So if you want to see this breakdown, head on over to the Patreon. That's the Burt Locker on Patreon. Thank you very much. So then we've got the main event of the evening, Mackenzie Dern versus Xianyuan Yan. Strawweight, £115. Now, the height and the reach here are more or less identical. On the feet, it's clear that Yan's going to have a clear advantage. She lands 5.66 strikes per minute versus 3.16 for Dern. Now, Dern, we all know she's more of a grappler. She does have striking, but let's be fair. The path of least resistance for Mackenzie Dern is to get Yan down to the ground and find the submission. Dern often gets into striking battles. Since moving over to Perillo's gym, she has fallen in love with her hands a little bit, but it's not always for the best, because sometimes she just gets into these exchanges that she's not coming out on top of. She has got, her striking has improved markedly, but don't abandon what got you to the dance in the first place, Mackenzie, because it's her grappling. She's one of the best grapplers on the planet. When it goes to the ground, it's almost a no contest. Like, she goes through people like a hot knife through butter. She's really that fucking good. Now, when you look at the grappling as well, like Yan also pushes takedowns. Like, she's got 1.06, and she actually gets more takedowns a minute than Dern. However, that's a bit of a skewed stat, because when Dern gets you to the mat, you don't leave the mat. That's why she's only got like 0.46 takedowns per minute, because she only needs one takedown, and her control on the ground is so good that you ain't getting up. She doesn't need a second takedown. Now, as I said earlier, Dern on the ground, she's one of the best ever. The difference in skill on the ground is going to be so vast Like, there is going to be an advantage for Jan in the striking, but not as big as the gap is on the ground. Dern is going to try and get it to the ground, and once she gets it there, it's going to be easy work for Mackenzie Dern, I believe, in this one. Right? Now, obviously, it's not a foregone conclusion to get it to the ground. It's hard to get it to the ground, especially against against Jan, who's got decent takedown defense herself. So, for me, I do think that over five rounds, Mackenzie Dern is going to be able to get this to the floor. And once she gets it to the floor, it's going to be a hot knife through butter. It's going to be easy work. Submission for Mackenzie Dern, that's what I'm going to go for. The odds are not up on the submission yet. So I will be doing a post later on this week just with my terrible bets on it. Just my accumulators, so you can see that. And yeah, so I'll be doing a recap of all these bets next week and just having a look at the fight card in general just to see how it all went down. The winners, losers, who the new matchups to make, and we'll see what's been going on in the news. So until then, keep those odds long and those bets terrible.